Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you heard in the newscast, Jimmy Kimmel back on TV tonight. Not all the affiliate stations will be carrying it, but Paul, my old friend, who's known as the pop culture ambassador who we hear on the network, Robert Thompson, a trustee professor, television, radio, and film at the Blyer Center for TV and Popular Culture at the great Syracuse University. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, and this is all about, licenses to broadcast. Who got the very first commercial license to broadcast in the United States of America?
Ding, ding, ding. That would be KDKA.
That would be KDKA Pittsburgh, indeed. 1920, at November 2nd, you turned what? 105.
Very good. That's why you're the ambassador of pop culture. I love it.
KDKA has been an answer on my exam for many, many years.
Well, we appreciate that. Boy, it's been a minute since we've talked. Robert, you're still doing what you do, your magic, and talking to Paul, our anchorman here, about what you said is ABC managed to hack off everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's more and more entertainment executives have this uncanny ability to just step in the stuff so ham-handedly. So they managed to really, really upset half the country when they took Kimmel off, and now they've upset the other half by putting him back on. And I think their net achievement in doing this has been virtually zero. I mean, they gained nothing from this. Everybody they made happy by taking Kimmel off, they've now taken that all back again. And now we're going to have to see the scrutiny on Jimmy Kimmel. I pity that guy because everybody from both sides of this whole argument are going to be parsing every word. I'm going to have to watch it on Hulu the next day because I'm in a Nexstar city. Nexstar hasn't announced that they're not playing it, but Sinclair said they're not playing it on their stations. And since Nexstar started this whole thing, I suspect they won't play them either.
Robert, what do you expect to hear from Kimmel tonight? I guess he is going to address the issue, but not apologize.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't heard from him at all. Unless I've missed it, I don't think we've gotten any word from him since this started on Wednesday. And, he's a tough guy too. For one thing, for a guy who is, in standard way, really, really sarcastic, this is a guy that started on The Man Show, for heaven's sake. He can get very sentimental. He broke into tears the day after the election. Certainly that famous broadcast after his child had such serious surgery. So he can get really sentimental, but at the same time, I think he is infuriated by this whole thing. And I think it was one of the reasons that they couldn't arrive on him coming back after the big Wednesday blow-up, is they couldn't figure out anything he was going to say that would not get ABC in trouble and all of that. So I don't know what he's going to say, but I think what he says is going to have a lot to do with how Sinclair and Nexstar respond. And ABC, if they don't put their stations running Kimmel again, are going to have to decide, can they survive without... I think if I've got the numbers right, Sinclair has 38 stations, Nexstar has 32. That's what, 70 stations? So that's a big chunk of your network that would not be playing your program.
We're with Professor Robert Thompson, Syracuse University pop culture ambassador. That said, do we have any idea how many people in protest of him being taken off canceled their Disney, Hulu, ESPN subscriptions?
No, I haven't seen numbers on that yet. John Stewart made fun of that last night about congratulations to all of you who pretended to cancel your Hulu. So I suspect with those things, a lot of people talk about that more than they actually do it because their kids want to watch Winnie the Pooh. And you need Disney Plus to do that. I know John Oliver on Sunday specifically called for people to do that as one of the ways that they could protest. I think probably Disney turned around and responded to this almost as quickly as they did the first time, namely because that big petition, what, 400 names of big shot
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood types that Disney and ABC have to work with and depend upon. They had that big petition, union members, protesters, but also political leaders, including two very vocal Republicans, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, spoke strongly out about this. And I think that the combination of all of that, and then just the fact that this became the biggest story out there, and it really did become about free speech and all of that kind of thing. I think they buckled just like they buckled the first time around back on Wednesday. But when they said indefinite suspension, to me, indefinite sounds ominous, sounds like a long time.
Right.
And he was on last Tuesday night. This is less than a week. He made the controversial comments on Monday. Nobody heard anything about that except some people were whatever. But anyway, went back on Tuesday. And then Wednesday is when everything hit the fan and the FCC chair made his comments and others decided not to do their stations and all that kind of thing. So 1 week ago tonight, he was on the air. And by gosh, he's going to be on the air again tonight.
If you were asked by ABC, if you were going to advise them on how to handle this whole controversy, what would you have suggested?
Well, I mean, I guess there is the ethical answer, and then there is the business answer. I mean, I guess ABC is a business, and one of the problems with deregulation is that these companies are able to own an enormous amount of stations, and when one company owns an enormous amount of stations, those companies can really influence power on ABC. They depend upon those companies that own those stations. So their decision, I think, was a business thing. Our stations are mad. We're going to respond to them. So that's what they did. I personally, from an ethical standpoint, think that when we get these threats, and they're going to come, politics and culture and business are going to be constantly battling it out. And when they come, I think places like ABC and I think CBS before them really need to stand up to it. I mean, Brendan Carr made those statements. ABC could have taken that to court, could have made the argument that you can't put that kind of influence on, you know, people who are that limits and chilling effect on their speech. Or they could have waited till Brendan Carr actually did start the procedure of taking license away, and then they could have brought that to court. I think they wanted to avoid all of that because that would disrupt or potentially disrupt business. So they just took what they thought was going to be the easiest way out. As it turned out, it wasn't so easy, and I think that's why Kimmel's back on again. But now they're right back where they started with their with the people who liked the decision to take him out.
One thing's for sure, we'll all know what he says tomorrow morning. I'm not going to be up that late, but we'll have it first here in the morning, and it'll be interesting because a lot of people have pointed out, Robert, under the FCC, under private business, free speech has a different connotation than just speaking your mind in the streets.
Yeah, it's and of course this was not a First Amendment issue yet. I mean, maybe that what Carr was saying he shouldn't have said, but so far the government is not the one that took Jimmy Kimmel off the air, or for that matter, the one that canceled Colbert. It was his own bosses. In both cases, these networks did not, and I don't think network television in general has any appetite anymore to fight these things. Which means I think these kinds of comedians are going to end up taking their jokes and playing elsewhere, and they won't be the first to have gone. In my prediction, Fallon will be the only one left because he does the old Johnny Carson, pretty much inoffensive, pretty light, unaggressive kind of stuff. There was only one late night show back in 1954 when The Tonight Show started, and it could be that we are headed back for that again. I think Fallon can kind of avoid a lot of this controversy because he is a much less pointed political satirist. He's not a political satirist at all.
Professor, always great to catch up. It's been a while. Let's not make it so long. We'll have you back. Thank you.
I'll look forward to our next conversation. Thanks.
Professor Robert Thompson, Syracuse, the ambassador of pop culture.
Well, I can tell you, Larry, whenever we have a story that deals with something exactly like this, the first person I go looking for sound clips from is Professor Thompson.
Yeah, he's been studying this stuff, and it'll be interesting to see what he says tonight.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.